Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus
Good
is our
evening.
Pastor, and we are a family of
it
the
is.
Still small voice. How are you, Pat?
Okay, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
How's everything?
Doing pretty good.
Good. Good.
I think we have Judy on the line. Judy, are you there?
Oh, great.
Hi. Hi, Pat. Hi, Gary.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Hi, Judy.
I'm good. I'm not in the chat room, so hello, chat room. Love you guys.
And I think
how's
you
everything?
Have Keith, too.
Oh, hi, Keith.
Oh, hi, Keith.
Are you? Well, I think he's there, but yesterday when he called in, he wasn't speaking right away. So he'll be on as he can.
Oh, okay. He might be at
Hi.
One of his
How are you, Judy?
Healing. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know if Michelle's in the chat room or if she's working, but Michelle, Jesus girl, she put out a wonderful video today, and I'm not sure if she saw mine, but they were the same message. It was pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. Katie did one, too, a really short one today that was similar.
Okay, yeah. Was it kind of along the same lines, or?
Yeah, except it was like, I think, 40 seconds or something. But, yes, Michelle is in the chat room. And I know at the beginning of chat, we talked about it. I don't know if, anyway, she's there. Zanti had it, asked about her. And so we've got, so she's there, and Katie did one too. And everybody is arriving with the same or similar messages at the same time.
Oh.
So,
and what is that message? Is it wine till we dine, Jerry?
It is not wine until we dine. It is get ready and
oh, goody.
Pull up your bootstraps.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, yay.
We are out of here. If you're a faithful, joyful pride, you're going to walk like Enoch walked, as in the book of Hebrews.
Yes. Yeah.
We're about to poof and of all of our favorite
people. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh,
yep.
Wow.
It's time. Tana's on the line, too.
Hey,
Tana.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetie.
Love you all. Hi. Love you, Jesus.
I keep telling Tana not to call me Jesus.
I love Tana. I love everyone listening. I love you, Judy.
Yes, we love you, too.
There's
enough love to go around.
Amen.
Love you, Tana. Hey, Tana, are you working today?
Yeah, I've already worked, but I have to go back to work as well.
Oh.
I'm being translated today. Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
We're going to grab onto your ankles. You're pulling us up. Well, maybe not me. Big mama here. I've lost some weight, but still, it'll take three angels instead of one. Oh, gosh.
Hey, so, Mama Pat, can you
look
up? I have a reading that I want to do, and it's a little bit longer, so I think people would rather listen
to
you. It's 2 Corinthians.
Okay. Let me
just write this down. Okay.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians, chapter 6.
Okay.
And it's actually at chapter 6.
Okay, hold on, guys. Let me... Corinthians.
You've got some time.
Okay.
You don't have to do it right yet.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Yeah, you've got time. I just wanted to give you a heads up.
It's
and
1 Corinthians,
we have somebody else on the line.
Oh, 2 Corinthians. Okay, go ahead.
2 Corinthians, yeah. Okay, we've got a 580 on the line. Let's find out who that is.
Oh.
Hi.
This is Michelle.
580.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Michelle. Hi, good.
Cool.
How are you guys?
Okay,
Michelle,
how are you?
Good.
Michelle, had you seen my videos before you made yours by any chance?
I did, actually. And I wasn't trying to get the same word as you, but I was just going to ask the Lord, what do you want me to tell people? And it just happened to be along the same lines as what you were saying in your video.
I love it when that happens. That's happened with a lot of us on the same day. It's amazing what God does. I love it. It was excellent, excellent. I mean, you know, Jerry just told Pat to take her time. We have time for her to get that scripture, but we might be out of here, so you better hurry up and read that.
I got it.
Well, I'll hold it. Yeah, well, I was going to do that after I did something else here, but I want to give Michelle, I don't know if you can stay on the line, but do you want to tell people about your dream or your message?
Yeah, I can read it if you would like.
Oh, sure.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay. Basically I just asked the Lord what he wanted me to tell people, and then this is the message I got, and as I was getting this message, I could feel his emotions, Jesus' emotions. So
yeah.
Just imagine that as I'm reading this. I desire their fellowship. I want them to come to me with everything. I love them very much. My dying on the cross was enough. I want people to get that. I desire intimacy with everyone. I want everyone at my wedding feast. I don't want anyone excluded. I want their heart, not their works or good deeds. Let them come to me to receive in abundance. Let them give me their burdens, and they will be free. Then and only then will they be able to show their love for me through works. I love them. I truly love them. I don't want to punish anyone. But some people don't love me, so they will be left behind to endure my wrath. I don't want to do this. I really don't. But they leave me with no choice. Tell them to accept my sacrifice now and my love for them, so they will not have to endure the soon tribulation. My heart is aching for those that reject me. I want them. I want them to want me too. It is painful for me and brings me much sadness to let them endure the tribulation. I want them all with me at the wedding feast. I love them all. I want their heart. I feel bad for what I am about to do, but they leave me with no choice. Tell them to give themselves to me, and their rewards in heaven will be great. I just really want them, their love and affections. Let them know that I love them and will be ready to receive them into my loving embrace even during the tribulation when they cry out to me. Then they will accept me. I love them, Jesus.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful, honey.
Yeah, really.
Right on.
Yeah, it definitely left me very emotional.
Oh, yes, quite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the same flavor I get when I read He and I. Because
beautiful.
Love me, love me, love me. Don't leave me. Don't doubt me.
Yeah.
Stay with me, come to me, be in my arms. I mean, it's what it's all about, not to be afraid. Not to be afraid.
And then I also got a word about the rapture.
Hey.
Hey, hi.
Go ahead, Michelle. Okay.
It says, I am not delaying. It is now. The rapture is now. Big changes are on the way. There is no time left. It is now, not later, now.
Wow.
Praise
beautiful.
That,
what
Michelle.
A lovely word. So encouraging.
Oh, that's
yeah.
That's very encouraging.
We need that, honey. We need that.
Oh,
Mary,
yeah.
Michelle, can you talk about the insight God gave about the 13th of June?
Oh, yeah. So I had this dream about 2 weeks ago when I was on my vacation, and it was about the number 13. It was about the 13th. And in my dream, I kind of sensed that something bad would happen on the 13th or just some kind of ominous thing, like, you know how people associate 13th, like, with something ominous, like the 13th floor, no one wants to go there. So
right.
I kind of had this thing about maybe judgment on the 13th and also associating it with the rapture. So I don't know if the Lord was trying to tell me something about maybe the worldwide rapture happening on the 13th. I don't know, but just kind of judgment and rapture associated with 13th.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. seven days from today. Because Jerry, the Lord, through a different series of ways, didn't he show you, Jerry, that it would, like, it would be before the 21st? So we have June, we have today, we have tomorrow, we have as date set, and we have the 13th and before the 21st, and I don't know if you guys remember, but Siri... Remember what happened in the springtime or in the after Christmas? I don't know when it was. Was it February when the app on the iPhone, the Siri, was saying that the gates of Hades was going to open July 7th, was it?
It was 27th, I think. It was, I think, I don't know if it was in the calendar. I don't have Siri, but I don't know if it was in the calendar or if it was.
Yeah, no, we have Siri. We have Siri. We asked Siri, and that's what it said. But I don't remember if it was, I think it was it July 7th? Katie will know. My son was doing it. My sister did it. She has an iPad. My sister has an iPhone. And yes, when you say, when you ask, but it's not saying that anymore.
Yeah.
He said the gate can open up. It's either July 7th or April 27th, but I mean, July 27th.
I think it was July 27th.
Oh, wow. My daughter just brought me some plant from Hawaii. I don't know what it is. It's red things. Oh, how beautiful. Oh, my gosh. She always surprises me. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt. But I just, that's what I said. Wow. Whoa, that's an odd-looking plant.
So many people have been getting urgent messages just in the last 24 hours.
Wow.
And yesterday, Jim from Act 217.
Can you shut them up, please? I can't hear anything. No, my daughter came home, and they go nuts when she comes home. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay.
Jerry, remind me to tell you something. Something happened strange today, and it concerns something that we did last week with the reading. I mean, I told them this morning, but I'll wait till you finish up, you guys, with what you're talking about, and we'll come back.
Jim from Acts 2:17 put up a video yesterday that was specifically about Rapture Centric Church, the translation and the rapture. Judy was really moved to make some strong videos today, just like yesterday. And you know, God's love has all forms, just like He is infinite. And you know, there is such a thing as tough love, and I think He's trying to deliver a very specific message to anybody out there, you know, to whom it applies. I mean, there are people, we're all at different stages in our walks, but, you know, Judy's video, she can talk about it more, but we're really about an Enoch walk, and that's sort of who goes first. But everybody needs to listen up and check themselves. I mean, that's how we develop our own relationship with Him anyway. He's the still small voice, and do you hear Him? Do you listen? Have you developed that relationship? And He is screaming in His way and begging you to check yourself and just come to Him. He doesn't care about the world. He doesn't care about all the nonsense going on. He's in control. He's allowing things to happen, but that does not concern Him. What concerns Him is each one of us individually and where we're at. I wanted to read something that I heard. I think Carol read, but Chris Slaughter sent it in, and I found out it was from Last Trumpet 08. And when I heard it, I thought, well, there's a segment there that I'd like to read, and then. Very much like 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I found that there really wasn't anything I wanted to cut out when I looked at it. So this is from June 4th, a couple of days ago, from Last Trumpet 08. Do not lose hope. Many of my children want to lose hope. Do not. There is always hope with me, and hope in me does not disappoint. Be steadfast. Do not be discouraged. Put all your hope and trust in me. I do not fail. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Keep your focus on me and my kingdom. Continue, obey, and follow me as I guide and lead you. I go ahead of you. I will work out all things for good. My promises do not fail. Trust me. I will make the crooked places straight, the rough places smooth, and open doors. Do not lose hope. Press on. You follow me in faith and not by sight. I am with you every step of the way. I will not disappoint you. You will come through victoriously with me, going ahead of you to see you through every obstacle and all difficulties. You are able, but you must endure. Not lose hope and give up on me and my kingdom until the very end, or it will all be in vain. If I am for you, my children, who can be against you? No weapon formed against you will prosper, and everyone that comes against you will you will refute in my name, because your vindication is from me. Keep your focus on me and seek for my approval only. Do not lose hope. The enemy will try his utmost to get you to lose hope and to give up. Do not listen to him. Resist him and he will flee. Every new day is one day closer to my coming. I do not delay my coming like so many believe and think. It is not my will that anyone perish, but that all repent and have eternal life. Be steadfast, always ready, and do not lose hope. That was the end of the word. Yesterday, when we did communion, we read a portion of the prayer that Jesus said at the Last Supper. Mm-hmm. And in his discourse, he made it clear that condemnation was already in place for the evil one. So this message of hope and really every day, we're supposed to live in this victory, you know, have confidence in it and trust in it, just like we put our faith in Jesus, because it was his victory. And the victory, if you have Jesus, you have victory. They aren't separate. So remember to live in both. I know I had an experience, unfortunately, at the beginning of the show yesterday, because several things happened exactly as the show started that sort of threw me off. And it started a little earlier in the day, but I thought we were headed kind of one way, and then things changed a little bit. And anyway, nobody wants to deliver a harsh message. We know that Jesus is love, and we want to develop that. And that's his most enduring and endearing quality, especially from the point of view of those who don't know him so well. But in the process of maybe taking a little bit of the edge off the message, I think something just didn't feel right about it. So I was praying about it last night, and by the time I got around to this morning, having not been translated yet, I really felt like he wanted us to go back to a very clear and powerful message. And it turned out that Judy had gotten a similar message. And she did three videos today accordingly.
Right.
And we do not want to lose the opportunity to speak to somebody that might hear a warning to go sooner rather than later. And so that's some of what we're going to do today. The thing that we want to really do is give everybody a chance. And the way we do that is by communicating in all ways. He's a complete God. He speaks in a still, small voice, and he speaks in a loving voice, but he speaks. And part of what he speaks are things that certain people need to hear more than others. So some of the things in Judy's video, some of the things in these warnings that Michelle has done, and Katie also put out a short video today that was very brief and to the point. These warnings are not about scaring you. They're about Jesus reaching out and encouraging you in a different way to turn to him. I have something here that probably was circulated actually quite a long time ago, and I'm going to read it in just a minute, but there's a word in here that I'm going to do a play on words with, and it is the word not. And in this writing, the word not is N-O-T-S. But I think that our walk from our human perspective of faith is so much like a tightrope. The straight and narrow of spiritual living. And He asks us to go out into space on our faith with a minimum of visible support. And by going forward, we grow. And if that tightrope had a K-N-O-T knot in it, it would impede our progress. And spiritually, I think we let our emotions and our fears put knots in front of our walk. So let me read this. This is from an inscription near the door of the cathedral in Lübeck, Germany. And I haven't been there, but this is powerful, but you'll see the nature of this message is typically German. You call me master. Oh, wait a minute. It says, starts out, thus speaketh Christ our Lord to us. You call me master and obey me not. You call me light and see me not. You call me way and walk me not. You call me life and choose me not. You call me wise and follow me not. You call me fair and love me not. You call me rich and ask me not. You call me eternal and seek me not. You call me noble and serve me not. You call me gracious and trust me not. You call me might and honor me not. You call me just and fear me not. If I condemn you, blame me not. So this is the message that's delivered in this at this cathedral. But I'd like to go a little bit beyond that, because we can have a lot of knots in our walk with Christ, in our walk of faith, in our life in general. And we live in a world that doesn't foster faith or growth in faith. It attacks it in so many different ways, and quite frankly, in every human weakness is exploited to slow and inhibit our walk. So the knots in our lives can be hesitation, doubt, fear, weariness. We can have been trained in our life to think in certain ways or to have certain characteristics because of our experiences. We can be a skeptic. And it's okay to be a skeptic, but is your skepticism turned towards God? Because a positive characteristic in our daily life may not be the best characteristic in our relationship and building as a part of our faith. So what if we take the knots out of our life? And so let me read this and leave the knots out of this declaration. Thus speaketh Christ our Lord to us. Ye call me master and obey me. Ye call me light and see me. Ye call me way and walk me. Ye call me life and choose me. Ye call me wise and follow me. Ye call me fair and love me. Ye call me rich and ask me. Ye call me eternal and seek me. Ye call me noble and serve me. Ye call me gracious and trust me. Ye call me might and honor me. Ye call me just and fear me. If I condemn you, blame me. So take the knots out of your walk, and take the knots out of your life, and check them, because your growth is so often a conscious decision to set aside our weak qualities. Now, you don't have to remember all of those things. You have to remember and talk and listen to Him. And if you have developed that relationship, or if you turn to Him, He will tell you what is most important. So don't fear a list of things that you have to remember. seek out the voice that will tell you what's important in any given moment.
Yeah.
You know, in my personal walk, I have, on many occasions, most of the time, if I just focus on him and try to open up to him and say, Lord, do you have a word for me? So often, the first thing he says to me is, I love you.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, many of those occasions, I don't have a need to hear that. I know it, and I trust it, but he says it anyway.
Yes.
So if you think talking to God, whomever you might be out there, is scary, how scary is hearing the Almighty of creation say, I love you?
It's beautiful.
So he may say some things that are somewhat scary, especially within the fear of God. But he's with you in everything. And he only wants you to grow. And your growth will make you closer to him.
Sure.
So this is a walk that can be complicated, but the closer you get to God, the simpler it is.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to play a lighter song right now, and then when we come back, I'm going to have Pat read 2 Corinthians 6 for us. But this is more a description of how you live when you're not focused on God.
Na 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 na.
Talking about you and just wanted to share before I read. I just wanted to share something through the day. Like, it's not always a lot of talk, but all of a sudden, out of the blue, he'll say, "You don't know how much I love you," and he'll say that several times a day. Or if I'm upset about something, he'll very sweetly say, "Are you all right?" And I said, maybe the wrong person's asking the question. I'm saying, "Are you all right?" You know. So this is kind of a go back and forth, but it's just based on tremendous tenderness. And I say, "Thank you for you being so you, putting up with us who are so us." So, you know. But more and more, I'm talking to the Father. I'm thanking Him, and He's showing me like just. And I'll get into the reading. The trees were covered with like from the rain, the dew glistening in the sunlight. I mean, all the leaves, at least for about an hour. So I said, "Father, I see that. And I see all the other tiny, beautiful little things." And says, "I thank you for that. It is not going unnoticed. And for anybody who doesn't thank you, whatever, let my thank you be in reparation for those who don't even believe in you or think." So more and more, I'm focusing in on just little things, like a spider. The spider put a strand, and it caught all the lights of the sun. I mean, unearthly colors. And I said, who would see that? But he's showing me little things, like the clouds went over. They made the ambience of the sky different. And I said, "Father, I noticed that. I noticed that. And I thank you for that, because it gave me peace." So more and more, I'm thanking him for all these little things that happen in the day. Tiny little things. Tiny little things. And I know that pleases him. That you say, "Thank you, Abba Father, thank you. How thoughtful you are. How beautiful is your creation. Even in the very little things, I notice, and I thank you for that." And, boy, he likes that. He likes it a lot.
Yep.
So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. 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 So you want me to read this to you then?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay. Okay.
But you know what? Let me answer it real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
The reason I wanted to do such a long reading, or relatively long reading, was because as I read through this, I found mentions of so many different aspects of our walk, both the challenges and how it ought to be. And it, towards the end, it discusses victory, and that's one of the places that I want to end up.
Oh, sure. Okay. This is chapter 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you." I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. And this says Paul's hardships. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships and distresses, in beatings, imprisonments and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also. Do not be yoked with unbelievers. This is 14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God has said, "I will live with them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty."
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
So this is what we want for anyone who's participating here. But more importantly, it's what the Lord wants. And here Paul has described tremendous difficulty of the apostles and the victory that they lived in at the same time. And this is a natural condition in this world. Jesus made it very clear. So in the end, it's victory. In the end, it's family. In the end, it's being with God, reconciled to what he always wanted us to be. You know, Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. And if you will pardon me for a minute, I'm going to suggest that maybe that's overstated. Not because he isn't, of course, but this is the one verse where he is specifically called the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This is when scripturally the millennium kingdom is established. This is when he is control of this world. And for the moment, he's in control of all things, but Satan, the devil, has a lease on this world. And he's doing as much as he can. He's turning every handle and, you know, putting every crimp in the plan that he thinks that he can. And Jesus is the Prince of Peace at that time. But when Jesus came as a child and was born and was with us in the flesh on his first coming, he said, I come not to bring peace, but division. Set families apart from each other. Divide people of religion. He came to divide. And we're getting ready right now for a great separation, where those who have sought him out and developed a relationship with him will be separated from all the junk that's in the world. And he's called us to separate ourselves in our daily walk from the concerns of the world and the methods of the world. And in the end, there will be a complete division. And those who have chosen him will be with him, and those who have chosen the world will not. So while he is the Prince of Peace, his peace comes through victory. And he had the spiritual victory even before he went to the cross, because he declared it. But the physical victory in the world that we see, that's yet to be achieved. And you cannot have peace without victory. The world has spent the better part of the last century pretending that there can be peace with truces and agreements and backdoor deals, and there is no peace. So Jesus came to eventually establish that peace. But before the peace, there has to be a war. We are in that spiritual war right now. Mm-hmm. And that spiritual war is going to manifest more and more into the physical as God's plan moves forward. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of battles in Scripture. There was the Battle of Jericho. And God led the Israelites to surround Jericho, which was one of the most intimidating fortresses in the world at the time, had successfully fought off countless sieges and attacks. They were well organized, well fortified. And instead of coming up with what seemed like a brilliant battle plan, God said, okay, go over there in camp, and once a day, march around and play music. And I'm sure it took only minutes, the first time they did that. For the people who were in charge of defending Jericho, to mock them, to deride them, to laugh at them, and talk about how foolish they were. On the seventh day, they were instructed to go around seven times marching. So they did. And on the seventh pass, the walls, the trumpets were blown and the walls fell down. And that seemingly ridiculous, foolish plan of battle put the defenders of Jericho, probably many of them dead or injured, unable to do a thing to help that place, that fortified city. It was completely helpless against the attack which occurred. There was a war, there were battles, the people died. And this was God's will. He is not a respecter of the flesh. And when he needs to, he, especially the Israelites, he called them to war. One of the overriding lessons of the entire Old Testament is that the Jews, which are really the Hebrews, have opposition to this day in their land because they did not vanquish all of the people God told them to when they occupied Israel the first time after the Exodus. And their trouble goes on today because they didn't handle the problem the first time. So God's coming back, and he's going to handle the problem, and he'll turn as many hearts as possible, including all of those people over there who set themselves against the Israeli people. He's appearing to them in dreams and visions. He's reaching out to them over media, and huge, huge numbers of them are turning to Jesus that we don't typically hear about.
Yeah.
But you cannot have victory without battle. And if you're a warrior, you aren't having a victory without engaging the battle. What about David and Goliath? How many people turned down an opportunity to challenge Goliath before David came along as a little runt and chose to cast off the weaponry and the armor and use his slingshot as God had taught him in his few years? But how many people turned down that assignment? How many people shied away? The king, the generals, all of the military. And who was left looking foolish? Goliath, those that he championed. And the other people who looked foolish, unfortunately, were the people who were supposed to believe in God, their destiny, which he had given them, and the battle, which was placed in front of them. But this little young runt went out there, and he got the job done because he picked up his slingshot and he went forward, and God was with him. God calls us to stretch our faith. Our faith is evidenced sometimes when we go beyond what we understand or know we have the support for. And in a sense, he has called us to the far corner of our pasture, not the place we hang out with, especially those of us who are raptor-centric. He's called us to an unusual place, an unusual walk that not everybody can understand or is comfortable with. It is the far corner of the field. But he's called us. And he's called you. And he marches with us. He stands with us. He is around us. And we are meant to trust that. So even if there's a small thing in your life or many large things, he's asking you to thank God for them, to challenge them, place your victory over them, and as much as is possible, to make him more important than your problems.
Mm-hmm.
Him more important than your challenges. Your relationship with him, your prayers, and your listening. Because if you're there on your knees asking him all the time for things, you aren't making an opportunity to hear what he says. So give him a chance. Give him the floor, because he wants to talk to you and he wants you to hear what he has to say. And there's no one who can say nicer things to you than Jesus Christ and our Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think in terms of victory. Let's not be afraid of engaging in battle. And let's have confidence that he goes before us.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell broke loose in Georgia, and the devil wields it hard. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny does your dog bite, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again, because I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no."
let's have some victory, huh? Come on, everybody, join in. Okay, we've got somebody, another new caller. Let's find out, 864. Find out who 864 is. 864,
hey there.
Who we have?
This is Dustin.
Dustin, we've never spoken. How are you?
I'm pretty good,
Jerry.
Sir.
Dustin?
That's Jerry.
Okay, Jerry, nice to meet you, sir.
Hey, Dustin.
God bless everyone.
Hey, where you been, bro?
Yeah.
Waiting on you guys to come scoop me up.
You can hang on to our ankles, lovey. How are you? Miss you.
I miss you guys more.
Oh, yeah. Jeepers, creepers. Wow.
Jerry, who's on the air right now, Jerry?
Let's see. Who we have? We've got Keith, and we have Pat, and we have Dustin, and we have...
We have Carol.
Hey,
Carol.
Hey, Carol.
Carol.
Justin.
Oh, honey,
good
to see you. Yeah.
Sorry about the sirens. I'm sitting out here at the park.
That's
okay. Like running away from the scene for you guys.
Oh,
talk to you,
stay with us.
We just got Tana back.
Hey, Tana.
Hi, I was trying to unmute myself to say hi to Dustin, and I ended up hanging myself up. Love you, Dustin.
Hey, Tana, I love you.
Oh, so good to hear you, honey.
Dustin, yes, talk to us, brother. What's going down when we're going home?
Yeah, what's
happening? Oh, man. I believe y'all are already home, and y'all just... Y'all are duping me. That's what it is.
No.
I'm not telling you, but finally found out. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I know.
Now, we're talking to you from heaven.
I know you are.
We're going to pull you
right
out.
We're in heaven, and we're talking to you from heaven.
Yep.
We can wait for you, Mr. Dustin. We got some bacon waiting for you and your cousin.
Oh, I can't wait.
How's your cousin?
My cousin?
Yeah.
Who, Jason?
Hmm. We have bacon waiting for one of your cousins.
Jason, well, I'm doing pretty good, guys. You know, I'm missing my bacon, but I need the Lord more than ever right now. So I had to take a fast on the bacon. I had to fast on bacon. But, and then, you know, this is Cousin Andrew speaking right now, and you know, my cousin Dustin, he's been through a lot. You know what I mean? He's a good guy, and I just, you know, I try to encourage him to stay focused so he can make this translation, and he has full confidence in it. So I love you guys. Thank you guys for being there with him and showing him nothing but love and support. He does appreciate
Amen.
It.
Amen. Amen. We love you.
Yes.
Are you okay, Dustin? You okay?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, I am.
All right. Okay.
Ma'am, okay.
Miss you.
Okay.
Good grief.
No.
Miss you guys, too. I know God's coming.
Well,
he's telling me any day now, and I know it for a fact. So
yeah, you're not alone. He's giving that to a lot of people, honey.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wonderful messages out there. No, really. We've been reading them online. You know, it's been... Everybody out there has been really great reading stuff. Yeah, beautiful messages. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. Yes, he is coming to get us.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel
I
like
no
he can
doubt.
Come get us by Memorial Day. Well, on the Dillon County Memorial Day is Sunday. I feel like that's pretty significant for our memorial.
Hmm.
We can leave any day now. And,
yep.
It'd be Sunday.
Yep.
And then you got a week after that is Children's Day, and it's also Father's Day as well.
Right.
We will be with the Father. We will be with the Father. And
we should
the
be.
Children will be gone.
Yes, all the children will be gone.
All, finally.
All, yes. Yes.
Yep.
Wow, good to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with us. I know.
Yes, stay, Dustin. I'm so glad to talk to you. I've heard about you, but I haven't actually... I've seen some of your videos, but I haven't actually had a chance. I haven't, you know, you haven't been in chat or whatever, but...
Well, it's nice to meet you too as well, Jerry. It's nice to meet you. That is your name, right, sir?
Jerry. Yeah, it's Jerry.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
So I'm glad you.
Where are you from,
Jerry?
I'm
glad you're doing well. Pardon me?
Where are you from? I was curious where you're from.
I'm in Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yeah. All over.
Mhm. Yes, sir. Well, it is good to meet you guys.
Hey, Dustin, have you have you gotten any insight on Pentecost this weekend? It's the 8th. It's the 8th of June.
Say that one more time, Tana. Is this Tana?
No, it's Carol.
Carol, honey.
Carol. Okay, Carol.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of there's a huge rapture alert watch for this weekend.
Yes.
Pentecost on Sunday, because the Pope is having the President of Israel, Shimon Peres, I think is his name, and
mm-hmm.
also Mahmoud Abbas go to the Vatican and pray together. The three
mm-hmm.
major religions are gathering together, and to me that is huge. It's a huge, huge sign that they're trying, that he's going to try to bring in all the... Hey, if there's any background noise, I'm sorry, I'm at Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's a huge sign that they're trying to bring all the religions together.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right. That is a huge sign.
Yeah, in bringing all the religions together, they formed the one world religion, which will then, the false prophet will then have the people worship the false Messiah, the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, to me, that's a huge step that we're about, that this world is about to take. So, Pentecost is also falls under number 8. And the number 8 is the sign of new beginnings.
Oh, wow.
So will there be new beginnings for us on that day?
Yes, it will be. There will be a new beginning. Thank you for reminding me that Pentecost is on the 8th, and that is Memorial Day on the Julian calendar. And then, I guess it's time. Yes, it's time. Praise the Lord, man. Praise the Lord. I know he's already been taking people, and that's for sure. He's already been translating people that have called into this show, people that have been taking
wow.
and he showed me that. So I just,
really?
I praise
wow.
him. Yeah.
My goodness.
I hear Pat saying that, like, Pat's like, yeah, duh, you know I'm up on a cloud right now. Like, duh, Dustin.
Oh, tell him to get the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. He's coming today. It's today. So he's coming today. He's coming to get the rest of us, and we're going to get a move on. We're going to avenge him. We're going to avenge him in praise and worship. And we're going to avenge the Lord's name on earth again. We are going to do that.
Yeah.
I just can't thank them enough.
You know,
right.
Yeah, I also want to again repeat. I'm repeating myself, but I think it's very exciting. And maybe there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. But in 2 Kings chapter 2, the prophets pull Elisha aside, and they ask him, "Do you not know that today?" Yeah. Emphasis is on the word today. Your master, you know, God, is taking Elijah up. They use the word today, and that is the word we are using. Jesus is coming for us today, and it is used in Second Kings chapter 2 by the prophets. They knew that it was today that God was translating Elijah. And Elijah knew, so did Elisha. And Elisha said, Elisha replied, "Yes, I know, but be still, be quiet."
The temptation
is for, and he knew that it was today, and that's the Lord, the word the Lord has given us, and it's like, okay, we are speaking by faith. It is today, and it is today. The Lord is coming for us. So
Amen.
There's a lot of correlation. You know, there's a lot of correlation to that word that is in the scriptures today, and you know, the prophetic word the Lord gave us, being it's today that He's coming for us. So we have to believe, and we have to keep speaking. Thank you, Lord. You're coming for us today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, He is coming today. He is. God is amazing, man. It's just amazing. Mm. I thank Him so much. Thank Him for what You've done for this church, for this radio show, bringing everybody together, Lord. It's just incredible. It has, it's no title to it. It's just fellowship. That's what it is. That's what we're here for, Lord.
Yeah.
Just thank You for bringing us together. Thank You for everything You've done, man. You are incredible. You are revealing amazing things to the earth. And, you know it's time. Half the earth can see, half the earth is blind. But that's why he rose us up. We're going to help heal the blind, the rest of the blind here on earth. That's what we're going to do to the best of our ability.
Amen.
That's what we are going to do. That's what you guys have been doing in an amazing way. And God loves you guys for doing that. And, man, I'm definitely happy and excited right now. I can't
Very
thank
good.
Him enough, man.
Yes. Yes.
So thank You, Lord. Praise your name. There's nothing we can't get through, man. It's nothing, you know. He died on the cross. He got beaten, and he had to drag and carry his own cross. You know, it makes you want to do the same for Him. That's
Amen.
All you can do, you know.
Amen.
So thank You. Thank You, Lord. Praise Your name. So glad that I'm able to hear you guys' voice. All you guys are amazing.
Glad you called
can't
in,
wait
honey.
To see you guys.
Yeah.
So Dustin, what have you been up to? I know Chris Slaughter's asking what you've been up to. Do you have anything you can tell us?
Well, God's been showing me a lot of different things. It's like, frankly, I got too caught up in the world knowing who we are. The whole world knows you guys. You know, I mean, and God, Jesus Christ is here now. He knows this is true. And I was kind of getting caught up in that. You know, I was trying to balance my family life. I haven't been working, seeking a job because I'm waiting on the Lord any day now. At the same time, you know, just balancing that out, telling my parents and my family, he's coming, don't worry, you know, just really trying to balance it all out, balance everything out. God is doing amazing things with you guys that you probably do know. I mean, that when I tell you guys that I believe you guys might not even be here right now, that's because God has shown me his people in this church have been translated already, you know. And you guys probably, I mean, I'm not to the fact that you guys might be translated right now. That's how crazy it is. You guys might not even be here right now. You guys might be in spirit form talking to me, but I don't put it past it because that's how close we are. We are any second away. And God's just been refining me, really, man, refining me, putting me through the fire, and just, you know, and I'm ready to avenge him in every way that I can on earth because that's what he raised me up to do. That's what I was born to do. And I can't wait
That's
to
awesome.
Make up for any way that I have possibly shamed him or anything, and or to the rest of the world in the front of the world's eyes. Any way that I've done that, I'm gonna make up for it, man. I just can't wait to establish his kingdom on earth because that's what's coming. He's gonna establish his kingdom here on earth. We're gonna worship and praise the Lord all throughout the earth. We're gonna minister all throughout the earth, walk throughout the earth, and heal people and fellowship with each other. That is what's coming for us at the rapture, after the rapture. So, and people are doing it now. Again, people are doing it now. You guys are doing it for me now. And, you know, we have so many spirits with us throughout the day, everywhere we go. You know, I'm at the spring park in my hometown right now. They're having something called Party in the Park, and I just know God let me know it was for me. He's telling me to celebrate, not to bask in what has been, but just focus on the future. And no matter how tough it's gotten, He put me through this for a reason. You know, he brought me through certain challenges that nobody else could frankly see at the time for a reason, because it's all going to be brought to the light here shortly. And I know that I know that for a fact. So I just, man, I'm just so thankful, man. I'm thankful, man.
So good to hear
from you.
You
brought me a long way.
Yeah, I missed you.
Dustin, I've got a couple of things to say. One is Raina and Rosemary want to tell you that we miss him here, and everybody finally remembers you and happy to hear you today. And the other thing I want to tell you is that you're really delivering a timely testimony because of what we've been led to talk about the last 2 days here. And Michelle did a video today, and Katie did, and the last 2 days, Judy's done several videos where everybody was urged to just tell everybody to stop messing around and get serious and have a direct relationship with him because the time is up and don't mess around. So your testimony and what you just said was a perfect fit.
You're right, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Yep. This is right. There's no time left. You're right. We're already kind of overdue. There's no time to play around. You're right. God, you know, he's spurning his son. You know, it's like you asked me for a calling. That was great. To get that, you're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to deal with challenges that I bring around you, challenges that I make you face with in your everyday life, in your family life, and it's nothing you can't overcome. He already overcome it all. He already won the battle for us. So, you know, it's just everything's meant to happen for a reason, man. I'm just excited. I thank you guys so much for helping me become who I could become. And I'm looking forward to the future, man. I can't wait for the Lord to come. He is coming today. It is today to get the rest of us who he hasn't taken. He is coming today. And I thank you, Lord, for coming today. I thank you so much for coming to get me and my entire family, because you told me you were getting my entire family, Lord, and you're getting the families of all these people here, Lord. You're getting all of our families, too. So I just thank you for doing that already, Lord. You've already done it. It's already done. So I thank you, Lord, for bringing me to this point. And I will, with the calling that you have coming up for me, I will not sleep. I will not sleep until we get, you know how I feel, Lord. I want to reach people, man. I do want to reach people, man. This world is hurting, and it's nothing bigger. There's not a bigger purpose than to just reach people for God. That's the biggest purpose you can have on earth. And we all have that purpose. We do all have that purpose. So other than that, there's you know, everything else stems from that. So I'm thankful for you guys. Thank you, God, for being here for me as well. Yes, it is today. So we'll be seeing each other tomorrow.
Amen.
We will be seeing each other tomorrow.
Jerry, I wanted to share something with you. Something strange happened this morning. I put my Bible by my computer, and I have little drawers with knobs, and the knob had caught the Bible and separated the pages. Well, you know what the page was? Isaiah 62. Remember when you were looking for confirmation? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Let me just just read from 10 on. It says, pass through the gates. Prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Remove the stones. Raise a banner for the nations. The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your Savior comes. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. They will be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you will be called sought after, the city no longer deserted. So that this was opened up. That's a miracle that this book was opened up, caught on the doorknob to Isaiah 62. And at first I thought it was Psalm 62. And I said, oh, my gosh, it's Isaiah 62. He had the pages separated. I mean, you can't do this. You couldn't do this.
I think there's a lot of people with us today who maybe didn't hear that other show when that came up. Could you tell that story a little bit?
You were talking about his coming, and you said something about a confirmation, and then I just turned to 62. I mean, but God forgive me. I didn't even know 62 Isaiah was here. I'm not the greatest Bible person in the world. And I read it, and I couldn't believe what I was reading. And then you said that was the confirmation that he gave to you, Isaiah 62. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to go through the whole thing, but that last part, I started to cry because I couldn't finish reading it because it was so powerful about his coming, about his Savior coming.
I asked
coming.
For confirmation. I went out, I kind of went out there in faith on that,
in what I said, and I asked for confirmation, and the very next thing that happened, well, there was a little bit of discussion, but basically the next thing that happened was that you opened to that randomly to that place.
I just
place
opened to it randomly.
That's
the
cool.
Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 62, Isaiah
yeah.
62, and that's
really cool.
And that's what it was. Yeah. And then today,
really
today
nice.
Again, opened up by a little handle thing on the. I mean, I don't even know how the Bible could have done that, but it was caught on Isaiah 62, this little knob on the drawer. I mean, hello, how do you do that?
Yeah,
you don't.
When he repeats
yes.
a thing, it's definitely drawing our attention to it, no doubt.
He's repeating
yeah.
it. I couldn't believe it, Jerry. When I turned to it, I said, "You got to be kidding!" It's this thing has turned miraculously, and it was about a half an inch between the pages, caught on the handle thing to 62, Isaiah 62. I mean, hello, this does not happen. You don't
no.
you don't find pages like that with a adorned handle thing, you know, separating pages. I mean, oh,
you're
I
right.
mean, I was like so crazy when I saw this.
So many people. Just today, there's so many people who got really powerful words. Keith, are you available?
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Okay. How are you doing today?
Okay. I want to talk about yesterday. It was so cool. Yesterday was.
That's what I was going to ask about. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Yesterday was cool because I went to the Nevada House of Prayer. It's so cool because those women have been, they were like so shocked when I told them that I had mentioned the Nevada House of Prayer on the radio. They were like, oh my gosh, it's like answered prayer. We wanted some kind of, you know, someone to mention the Nevada House of Prayer. It was like so cool. So they were like just like amazed by that, you know. And they're basically in Henderson. They're over there on 334 Water Street, and it's a little building. People go there on Thursday evenings, 4 to 8, and they pray over you. And they've been doing this for like 4 years, but they want to go.
Wow.
Their goal is to go 24 hours a day. They're trying to. They want to make it run 24 hours a day, you know. And
wow.
they get like three. They'll get like three people together. They'll talk to the Holy Spirit about your situation, and then they'll
mm-hmm.
pull you into it and then pray over you. So yesterday
wow.
was cool. They prayed over me for the healing, and then they were kind of getting like. Like one of the, it was weird because one of the women was like, I need to kind of act like I'm your mom for a second. And then she acted like she was my mom and she like apologized and all this stuff. It was really wild. So kind of cleared that from the past. And
mm-hmm.
then, and the other girl was getting words of knowledge, on me about, just that I had, oh yeah. And then Kathy came in, the main director. So Kathy came in the middle of it, interrupted it, and she said, "Keith, I just wanted to tell you that you're going to get some elevated gifts beyond what you have," which is interesting because when I did the deliverance the night before, Jesus had told me he was going to give me more gifts. But he didn't tell me which one because they were hidden in a heart box, you know. It was like the shape of a heart. But she had said, "You're going to get some elevated gifts," and Kathy said, "I see that this gift that you're going to get is going to be able to," she says, "you're going to get your healing, but then you're going to move to a new level in the Lord with your gifting, and you're going to be able to pray over people, and you'll be able to cast enemy out, and he will immediately go, and he'll go for good right away. He'll fall off the person
mm-hmm.
and be gone." And that's a really powerful gift to have, and I'm super excited about it, because you can, there was a woman in the 50s who Jesus appeared before her, and he gave her that gift to cast enemy out, and boy, she was getting people healed left and right, and all kinds of things. It was pretty
wow.
amazing. So I'm excited about getting that. Yeah, I told her. Well, I said, "Lord, I'm ready for it." Yesterday
yeah.
was really cool because, like, yesterday was wild because the Lord answers prayer through, like, God's plan yesterday. Okay, so Pat said that she had
yeah.
problems. Oliver needed some healing and a lot of situations going down with him. And then Jessica needed, Jessica had
yeah.
a lot of problems, too, that needed to be prayed over. So this is so wild because God had told me later on that evening that he needed Kathy from the House of Prayer to pray over Pat's friends, okay? I'm like, okay, this is wild. So he said he picked Kathy's prayer to answer, to pray over, to answer the prayer, to bring the solution to Pat's friend, Jessica and Oliver. So it's like so wild because Pat does not know these people. I mean, this is House of Prayer. I go to it. Pat doesn't know these people from anything. So this is so I showed up there, and Pat had just texted me about the fact that, you know, Oliver and Jessica needed some prayer, some serious situations. And literally as I walked the door, Pat had texted me, and I looked at the text, and immediately Kathy was there, and the Lord told me to give Kathy the phone. He told me this: hand Kathy the phone to pray over Oliver and Jessica, because he's choosing Kathy's prayer to answer. He wants her to pray. That's the prayer he's going to answer to bring about the answer to get the results for Jessica and Oliver. And then he told me right away, but they normally don't take the phone and do phone calls at all.
So wow.
Instantly he told me this. So I said, here's the phone. You know, go ahead and just pray. And she's like, you know, she was going to say that they don't take the call. I said, just take the call. So she got on the phone. Went up. It was great. She went upstairs with Pat and prayed. And then downstairs they did my session. And she's probably on the phone for a good 15, 20 minutes. And
yeah.
I had told Kathy afterwards, you know, God told me that you normally don't take phone calls. You just pray hands-on here. But he told me that he wanted you to take that call. And then that night when I got home, God had told me, he said, I answer certain prayers, and I was going to answer Kathy's prayer.
You ready?
Someone that they didn't even know in order to bring about these desired results. So you never know how God pulls people in to get that stranger praying for you might bring that answer. And how did the phone call go, Pat?
Beautiful. I felt like I knew her forever. And
I
talked to Oliver today.
That's so wonderful. You're going to get along so good. So tell us about it.
And so we prayed for for Oliver and all his family. Oliver has felt very close to the Lord today. I've talked to him just before I was on, and he said that he had other people praying, a spiritual group praying for him, and that his ex, who he has his daughters with, but he never married. She apologized to her daughter for the first time ever, so it looks like she's kind of having a heart change. So I know he felt the peace of the Lord, and I said, Oliver, I've got so many people praying for you and all your situations. I said, and he was very grateful for that. He was so happy about that. But he's leaving tomorrow. He's leaving maybe tonight or tomorrow. If I go off the radar, it means he came in. I'm just going to spend a little bit before he goes up to Vermont again. But he felt the Lord very close today. He's very grateful for the prayers.
Good.
And I just went off on him about Jesus. I mean, we talk about Jesus like you don't believe. And so he's going to. I think things are going to be okay. Because I said you've got powerful, beautiful people praying for you who sincerely love the Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
I know Kathy's a wonderful woman too, huh, Pat? I knew you guys would hear that.
Strong, very strong woman, very strong woman. Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. So we got along great, and I'm very grateful for those prayers, because you don't know how heavy my heart is, because Satan's got these people by the throat, you know,
well,
and they don't know how to get away.
He was going to answer the prayers. He was going to answer them with a yes, and he wanted Kathy to pray for him. And I just thought that was so amazing because it's like, Lord could be using someone that you don't even know through somebody else, like this whole situation.
You don't have to know the other person.
Like,
we're one in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing we have to be. And then he works through us.
Amazing how he works. Like he worked this whole thing
of
out.
Course.
Just in time.
Of
it
course.
Was like amazing.
Of course. When you get that relationship, like Jerry was talking about, with him, everything is of course. After a while, it's of course. Yes,
of
it's
course.
Of course. Yes, the Holy Spirit, of course.
And
I
I'm glad
just
that all
God
of his,
to do things now. I do.
Yeah,
this grandma's ice cream. That's the grandma's ice cream that's down here selling ice cream. So that's you, Pat, huh?
Oh,
that's
I knew you were here. I knew you were holding out on me. You're already gone.
Yep.
It's okay. Just come and
no,
get me. I'm at
the
Earl's Rose right now.
Dustin, you get
the
first slice, baby. You get the first slice. Don't worry about it.
I'm standing at railroad tracks right now. Literally crossroads. So it's time to go.
We did a recording, Dustin, and we put it in the computer where if you say this word, we say that, and it's all recorded, and we're out of here. We're not even here.
Yeah.
This is all pre-recorded for you.
Dustin, you called in, so, honey, we out of here.
We are out of here, guys.
Yeah, sweetie, we're out of here. We got to be. The world is – oh, and again, now just Yellowstone put on orange alert again. So here we go again with this craziness with Yellowstone. We're all toast. I mean, we got to be out of here because there's not going to be any world left. Some will just die slower than others.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple days in a row that thing's been going off.
It's been off. They don't have the monitors going. They say this is terrible. What I'm going to say. They said the people by Yellowstone, all the higher-ups in charge are going crazy and saying because they don't know how to handle it. They don't know what to tell people. They can't. They don't know what to do. They're panic-stricken because
the thing's going to blow.
The monitors, because they don't want people to know. They don't want people to know. And they put on a report and then they take it off. They take it off the charts and stuff.
Wow.
So this is the game they're playing because they're panic-stricken. They don't know what to do. The higher-ups don't know what to do. They don't know what to tell the people. They're not doing anything. You know, it's
like
let it fall and just let the chips fall where they may. This is exactly what's going to happen because even if the – where are the people going to go within that 100-mile radius for all the people there? And the people, when they left little messages, they said, we're toast. There's nothing we can do. We can't go anywhere.
It'll be more than 100 miles,
die.
Pat.
Huh?
This is going to be more than 100 miles, honey. That's
No, it's going to be more than that. But the people who are right closest to it, they're saying, the woman said, my kids, we're dead. We're toast. There's no place to go. Even if I could go to the seashore, I'm still going to die. You know, I mean, it's horrible. But they say they're in a panic. The people who are in charge, the geologists and everything, are in a panic because they don't know what to say. They don't know what to do. They don't know what's going to happen. And they're panic-stricken.
Yeah.
So...
We gotta be out of here.
Well, that's what we did.
We're leaving. God's gonna handle everybody. He's gonna handle every situation. It's already handled.
Every situation is already handled. And everybody's trying to sweep it under the rug, and pretend. There's some people that are pretending that it's not gonna happen. Now they put the orange alert again. Orange is just red is the next one. Red means run for your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's going. It's gonna blow. And everybody's
you're
playing
right.
games. Yeah. Everybody's playing games with this thing. I mean, you know. And just because you're in the East Coast doesn't mean it's going to hit you. It sure will. It's going to take a little longer, but you're gonna have a nuclear, what do they call it, a nuclear winter or whatever, where the sun is blocked out and the crops don't grow. And you'll starve to death. You'll starve to death.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So here it is. And you look at the world events, you look at earthquakes, you look at sinkholes, you look at Russia, you look at China acting up with North Korea and blah, 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 blah. You know, excuse me, blah. You know, yada, yada, yada. It's a mess. It's totally
a mess out
there.
I know, isn't the Pope's talking to Netanyahu, the PA on Palestine on Sunday?
And Joe Osteen is joining at the Vatican, too.
Say that again,
Donna, what? I said what? Joe Osteen is there, going to be up there at the Vatican with them.
What the heck is he doing there? I mean, excuse me, but, you know, what's he... I'm sorry. Dear God. Ay, ay, ay. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, what's he... no. Who else is there? I don't know. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just... it's crazy. It's getting crazier. Does anything make sense anymore? Obama's up doing stupid stuff and making laws and things.
I think North Korea took another prisoner, too, you know, American prisoner.
Judy's trying to say something. I think.
Oh, yes,
Audrey.
Honey. What, honey?
Judy, are you trying to say something?
We can't hear her.
Yeah, maybe not.
Or not.
Well, maybe her phone isn't working.
Is Judy on the line?
She was.
Yeah, she's on the line, but she wasn't.
Where's the mommy?
Really
mommy, call in.
Yeah,
she was listening to
mommy. Yeah. I love my mom. I can't wait, man. I just focused on us. Can't wait for my family to be delivered. They will be here shortly. It's exciting.
Yeah.
The main thing, man, I just can't wait. Cannot wait. Whatever God's plan is
already
done.
You're not
alone.
You ain't alone. You ain't alone, brother. You ain't alone. Oh, I'm so glad you called in, Dustin. Gosh, we've missed you. My goodness.
I agree.
Yes. You're so loved, you know, so keep calling
hang
in,
out
honey.
With the family,
hang with
Dustin.
Us. Yes, hang out with us. Because you have a lot to offer. You know?
Yes, you guys have everything to offer. You guys helped me get to the point that I am at now. So
whatever
that may be. I'm just thankful to be here. You know, all I want is to just get to the kingdom.
Too many people are getting this. Too many people are getting the same kind of messages. Even if one person was hearing from Jesus, we're still getting the same message. You know what I'm saying? I mean, lots of people are hearing him, and he's saying the same thing in so many words to so many. So, are we listening? Are we believing?
Right.
Are we trusting even if we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel yet? We're trusting. How could you not trust him? I mean, he's God. He's our Savior. Savior means save, so you trust the Savior.
Praise your Lord.
You know, we might not understand everything, but, you know, he's on his way. He's got to be. I mean, he's told too many people. People who really, really love him and know how to listen to him. He's told them. So, hello. What's happening here?
He's really reaching out to people who may have some pride or the desire to have control. There's a lot of people out there who have baggage that get in the way, and you know, really all of us
absolutely.
At one point or another. You know, it takes some conscious decision making to sweep some of these things out of the way. It's not automatic, but he's reaching out right now and almost screaming in his quiet voice way to people to really get there.
Yeah.
You know, I had a small insight the other day about how we are progressing. You know, our walks really are individual. And we know we anticipate him taking many of us out very soon, but many of us around here. But, you know, the idea hit me that there is maybe a time period as things move forward that he may deal with people on an individual basis in their circumstances. There could be people going through the tribulation, the trouble, and having, you know, increasing danger. And there are many people I think he's actually going to take at their last second, not the last second of some, you know, 300 million people, but at their personal last second. And so just like in Revelation 2, there's the verse in Smyrna, or the verse in the letter to Smyrna that says, partly in Revelation 2:10, you know, be thou faithful, and one translation is to the extreme of death. In other words, as you, as death approaches, continue to stay faithful because he's coming. And he's watching.
Yeah.
And don't ever, ever, ever give up.
No, never.
Amen.
Never.
Amen, brother.
Never. Do you guys know that there's a red alert in Idaho for a volcano going off? That's just on now, today. Yeah, Idaho, it's on today. Oh, my gosh. I haven't read the thing yet. I'm just looking at the thing. Yeah, red alert in Idaho for a volcano in Idaho. Hello?
Since when do they get volcanoes in Idaho?
Exactly. Thank you.
Did they purchase
them? And it's all connected to this Yellowstone stuff. You know, landslides in Wyoming.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go, guys. Here we go.
Going
up.
We up, man. We are out.
We out.
We're leaving. We're leaving.
Oh, my goodness.
We're leaving.
It's getting so crazy.
It just
getting
crazier, huh?
It's just getting crazier every day. If it isn't a tornado, it's the war things. If it isn't that, it's the government failing. If it isn't that, it's a volcanoes going off or who knows what. And they're worried about the Madrid thing that's heating up, you know. So the people are hearing strange sounds and in the air and booming noises and fireballs. They're talking about. I didn't think they would talk about that anymore, about fireballs from Ison. I mean, I thought Ison burned up, but they're saying that there's fireballs from that, plus the sun is acting up with crazy stuff, and there's other things going on, too, that are just totally nuts.
Well, the sun is
totally
at the, sun is at that 11-year, every 11 years the sun cycles to where it has the maximum, it releases the solar flares. It's at the maximum now, the highest level after 11 years.
Yes.
So we're at the solar maximum right now, releasing the solar flares, and they're good.
Yeah.
All we got to do is get hit by one of those, and the grid will go down.
And it's
going to
be game time.
And what about that asteroid? It's just missing us?
Oh,
yeah.
It's
going to hit
on Sunday?
Yes.
I think Sunday, right?
Yes, it is.
It's supposed to come Sunday?
Very
close.
While
I've heard that they're not even sure that it's going to hit us. They don't even know for sure if it's going to hit us. They're not telling us.
It's gonna hit us.
They won't tell us. They're saying it's close, but I've heard that others are saying they can't tell for sure if it's gonna hit us or not. Oh, Joy.
Maybe we'll get some magnets out or something to draw it closer to her hit there.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
going to
hit us.
So the gravity, it's history. Mm. We're history. Maybe it's going to hit Yellowstone. Who knows? I don't know. Hmm.
Well, that's what will happen. Pat, that's what's going to start the whole tribulation. It's going to be a meteor that's going to hit the Earth, and it's going to start that whole, you know. And
maybe this is it, guys.
Yeah.
Because the thing's coming real close.
That'll wake up all the volcanoes and the earthquakes and everything.
But I know they
Judy
said.
Judy was saying
I know
something
they
about
said,
that as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, they
mm-hmm.
said that.
Uh-huh.
They don't know for sure if it's going to hit us or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they
oh,
put
it's
that
gonna
in.
Hit.
Well, it's coming close, but we don't know if it's going to hit us or not. You know, like little print on the bottom there, you know. Like, hint, hint. Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
guess what? The rapture's going to happen June 1st, around June 1st anyway. And that is...
You mean July?
June 1st. Yeah, June 1st, which is Father's Day and Flag
yeah.
Day. Flag Day is the 14th, Father's Day is the
15th. You know, I thought about Flag Day. I don't know why that stuck in my mind.
Wow.
I'm saying, what has Flag Day got to do with anything? But it's stuck in my mind, the 14th.
Anything
wow.
but lowering it. That's what's going to happen. The rapture is going to happen. They're going to have to lower it. They're going to lower the flag for the mourning of nations, basically.
Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense. Well, yeah, guys, come in now. We're out of here by the 8th, guaranteed today. Today, by the 8th for sure,
crazy.
But we're not. I don't even want to say by the 8th because it is today. But by Pentecost for sure, everybody will be gone.
Yeah.
That is getting translated. Then, after that, it will be 7 days later, right there on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
The children will be
yeah,
leaving.
A week, the week later. Yeah, yeah.
So, amen.
Yeah.
Praise
That's
God.
That's what I've heard. A week. It's a week timing
right.
in between. Yeah, I've heard that.
Praise God.
Yeah.
yeah.
This with the asteroid
yeah.
should be very interesting Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's going to be amazing.
I think this is the closest one. Mm-hmm.
It didn't get any closer. You can't get any closer, and that's what's been crazy.
They're not sure.
Guys, it's been,
but
you
know what it is.
You can't get any closer.
Yeah. They're not sure how this thing is going to interact if it gets too close to the gravitational or whatever. That's what they're really trying to tell us. They're not sure. And if it gets sucked in, I mean, hello. Goodbye. Oh, man.
Yeah, we're done.
It's scary times. We're not scared because we're with the Lord no matter what happens. But poor
right.
souls. I mean, it'd be a wake-up call. Wake-up call. Time to wake up. Big time wake-up
yeah.
call. Yeah, and then people will cry out, and God will save them that way because he hears that cry. Jesus is the first one you cry out for when you're really at the rope's end. You know, you automatically cry out to God.
Right.
And he's going to hear that
right.
cry out of his mercy. Yeah, yeah.
And maybe yeah. that's why they don't tell us about a lot of these things that are coming.
Oh,
you know,
no, of course not.
Pattern.
No,
because,
they don't.
I mean, even...
Not Yellowstone,
you know,
not nothing.
3 Mile Island, they didn't tell
yeah.
anybody anything.
Crazy.
And Fukushima, they
there's
didn't tell anybody that. Anything.
And that's still ongoing. It's a nightmare.
And every time we have an earthquake, they downgrade. I mean, you go look at all the earthquakes this year, they're all 6.9. How's that possible? It'll, like, say 7.2, and then, like, 5 minutes later, the government will say, no, wait, that's 6.9. They're always moving
yeah.
it under the
yeah,
mark.
Right.
It looks lower. It's so ridiculous.
You're,
I hate that when they do that.
You lie to
right.
our
like, why
right.
are
one
it
big
the
lie.
Seven? They're just
yeah.
constantly pushing all of them under and trying to lower
yeah.
them, and just so people won't. Do you know what? When the rapture hits, they can do that all they want because it'll take out so much. They won't. That machine they have, this report will be gone to.
Yeah.
Right.
And
now,
plus,
even,
they don't want to tell
the,
you about Yellowstone because they don't want to lose the bucks. They don't want to lose the money. They don't want to lose the tourism.
You know, there is
you know?
Amazing.
They're not telling you.
Of greed.
Good point, Pat.
Yeah,
there's
no.
a huge undercurrent of greed under all of this.
Oh,
it goes
yes.
so far beyond reason, it's hard to imagine.
Yes.
It really is.
You're toast any way you look at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're
yeah.
in that area.
Mm-hmm.
No, let the people come. What's the difference? Where are you going to run anyway? Might as well be there, you know, spending for a sandwich or something. And you know what I'm saying? Oh, no, that's crazy. But the greed is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
The selfishness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here, I want to read you something quick on his mercy from Sister Faustina. He says, souls that make an appeal to my mercy delight me. To such souls I grant even more graces than they ask. I cannot punish even the greatest sinner if he makes an appeal to my compassion. But on the contrary, I justify him in my unfathomable and inscrutable mercy. And he says, right, before I come as just judge, I first open wide the door of my mercy. He who refuses to pass through this door of my mercy must pass through the door of my justice. Let all avail ourselves of this treasure of divine mercy through faith of a childlike trust, as expressed in the daily persevering of prayer. You know, just how it's just however you're living that. You know, Jesus is the first. Our first cause, our last cause. It's just saying that, this mercy is so, his mercy is so insane. I don't know what way to put it. He says that he wants to forgive. It rests him to forgive. That let anybody come. Don't wait till you're pleased with yourself. Throw yourself into my arms in your greatest shortcomings. Throw yourself into my arms. I came to heal and restore. I understand human nature like every wave of the sea. There isn't anything, you know, that he's not going to forgive you for. You know, no matter what it is, tell him. Give him that sigh, give him that look. You guys out there listening, you know, his mercy is the highest of his works, and he wants to save you. He's your savior. So just cry out to him. Don't wait for the fireballs, guys. You don't have to. You can come up with us if you want. Just cry out to him.
Right.
Be sincere. Right. A sincere cry.
That's it.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise his holy name. He's coming for us today. So we believe
maybe
it.
Maybe we should all go to Yellowstone on a trip, the RCC trip.
Do it. Jump in the volcano.
Yeah, stomp on. Stomp around the edges a little, you know? Oh, no, I'm kidding. Jesus, dear. He'll take one of crazy for sure.
We're going to march around it 7 times and blow our trumpets.
Okay. That's funny. Oh, my goodness. God forgive us. Oh, my goodness.
If he asks us to. But only if he asks us
to. I don't think he needs our help. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. You just got to believe and
be
happy anyway. Go nuts.
You know,
there's nothing out there for us. There's nothing in the world for anybody anymore. You know, the enemy got the world by the throat too.
Take God seriously, not the world. Take God seriously. He's leading.
Oh, that's
true. That.
Yeah, guys. Gee whiz, we're at the door.
Jerry, why don't you play Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love? Play a love song for us.
We're going
song?
To meet the groom.
You have that song.
Well, this is
play it.
This is. I'm not sure where that is. Let's see. Oh, I'm sure you're right. We get up at the top.
I don't know. I know we have it. We played it many times.
Shit. Well, I had another one I was thinking about. Here.
Oh, that's okay too.
This is a different kind of love song. This is a love song in the keeping of the message of the day, which is an outreach to those and an encouragement in love to take one more step towards God.
Mm. Okay.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one. I know that you've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you will hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy? She'll beat you if she's able. The queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some bad things have been laid upon your table, but you're only one that you can't get. Desperado, all you need is a little time. Your pain and your
Thank you so much.
Tonight.
So I think we should probably, yeah, don't be desperate. Trust Jesus.
Oh, amen.
Let's go on into communion. When Jesus got together with his disciples at the Last Supper before he gave himself up for the cross, he said, take the bread. He took the bread and broke it. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. Pass the bread around and they ate the bread. Go ahead and put the bread down. And then later, he showed them the cup and passed the cup around and said, drink this cup as his blood. The bread is his body. The cup is his blood. As a symbolism, as a symbol of the new covenant, purchased in his blood for all of us. And on the cross he gave his body as the bread, spilled his blood as the wine. Let's take the wine with a drink. And he said, do these things in remembrance of me. When we get together, we're together here and we're in a family under Christ, still small voice, it's our friend. And we thank him and remember him today and all days. And we encourage everyone else to remember him in some form every day. Father,
love you. You
want to
do our thing?
Amen. Amen, brother.
Is there anybody who has something or wants to have any particular prayer that they want to send up?
Yes, sir. I would like to pray, if you don't mind.
Yes,
I would love to pray.
We'd love it.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done. You are incredible. You are God, Lord, and just thank you for bringing everybody together, Lord. This is an incredible group of people right here, but your humans on earth are incredible, Lord. You are our big brother, and God is our father together. So that's why we have your power, because you died for us, but you are our big brother. We are all brothers and sisters, and we have your power through you down on the cross for us, Lord. So nothing is too hard, and I just want to thank you for everything you've done, Lord. I send my praises up for RCC and all of us right now, Lord God. I just thank you so much, man. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to do your work, man. I just can't wait to be refined even more, Lord God. Thank you for everybody listening. Thank you for everybody in the chat room for who they are, Lord. We make each other who we are. The smallest interactions you interact with people make you the man that you become in the future and make you who you can fully be, Lord. So I just thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for our families, Lord. Thank you for the friends of our families, and continue to be with us. And I can't wait to see you today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen today.
Yes.
Amen today.
Amen. Amen. It's today. It is today. Yes, it is today. Amen. Amen.
We will agree with Dustin that it is today.
Yes.
And take your calling as a sign, because we're happy to have you call.
Pat, why don't you pray for your Oliver and them?
What, honey? I didn't hear you.
When Jerry's in, why don't you say a prayer for Oliver and Jessica and the bride?
Jesus, I just offer up everybody here, anybody out there who's suffering or just having a terrible time with the enemy deceiving them. We just, the trust. Jesus, we know when we pray to you, you hear us. It's so simple, and you're there for us. And you're going to do the best thing. You always answer prayer. Now, it might not be this day or this hour or this week, but you will answer that prayer. And many times you will give something better than what we prayed for. So your goodness and your mercy is, we can't begin to understand it. But we want to let you know that we trust it. And that for Oliver and all his loved ones and everyone that's going through these, I know what it is. It's the enemy who's just come against them, and they're not using the tools, or they don't know how, or whatever it is. Give them the grace, Holy Spirit, fill their hearts and souls and spirits and minds with what to do, and deliver them from this evil that surrounds them, that they too can be with us. Jesus, you can do anything, absolutely anything, and we trust that anything in you, that you will help others that we pray for. We lift up everybody in this body here, this beautiful RCC, whatever the needs are. Jesus, break whatever barriers come against anybody to hear you and to trust you and to love you. In the most powerful name we pray, anybody, anywhere, out there, in this church, any place, anywhere, just God, break the barriers. Visit Shekinah Glory, near-death experience, visions, dreams. Jesus, whatever it takes. You love everyone without exception. Lord, go get them without exception. Amen and amen. In thy name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
That's good. I have one song I'm going to play here, and I'll come back in time for the Spirit of the Bride.
Yeah.
Then I am still.
wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.
Jesus, come and get us.
Thank you, Lord.
Time has to take us.
Yes, now. Yes. Thank you, Lord God, for coming to get us, Lord. Thank you for giving us. Thank you.
Come and get us, Jesus. It's time, beloved. It's time. Beloved Savior spouse, it's time.
The Spirit of the Bright Day comes.
Come, yes. Thank you.
Come, Lord. Come, please.
Come
and get
Lord
us, Jesus.
Jesus,
thank you for your promises.
Time.
We trust in your fulfillment.
Thank you for all the messages you're giving us to encourage us. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Dustin, thank you so
we
much for
you.
Calling in.
Thank you for receiving me, brother.
I know.
Keep calling us. Keep calling us, Dustin.
Yes, I will.
We love you. You're our family.
I love you, guys.
We love you, too.
We
honey.
Are family.
Thank you for being on the line.
Okay.
Bye. 10 seconds. Spirit of the Bride says,
love you.
Amen,
and I love you.
Love you all.
Okay.
Love you, Carol.
Love you,
sweetheart.
Love
you, Jerry.
Love you all.
Thank you, Keith. Love you.
If we're not
about
in the
time to take us.
Come.
Time for us to go, my love.
No more regrets.
Take all your loves. Jesus, take all.